$40. Yeah. Tell me more about the $40, because we missed that one.
Well, after they got the money, and even then, it takes time.
Right.
You don't do it, go to the bank, get $40, and go buy the inventory.
Right.
It takes negotiations. It takes the release of any debt on the equipment and the inventory and so on that has to be taken care of.
Right.
But finally, it's the $40.
How much is that worth today? Do you know about?
That same equipment?
No, it's same amount of money. How much is that worth today in today's money?
Today.
Is that like?
Hell, I'd say in the tens of thousands.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I really think so today. That $40 at that time, it's like I was telling Jesse about the soup bone story. For 8 cents, go down and buy a soup bone, and mother would make enough soup with vegetables and the soup bone to make soup enough for two meals for six kids and two adults. Well, that's the difference between the monetary system at that time. Gasoline was 10 cents a gallon. You know, and there's so many other examples that. But I don't think that's marketable. How could that be marketable? Every American was faced with the same time, at the same time. And so consequently, it's information, but it isn't unusual information, and there's no dollar value to it. Well, your situation is completely different. And now that doesn't negate my typing that information out, because Sandy wanted it for what? For what? Who wants to hear the autobiography of that kind of thing?
Well, you know, younger generation, we don't know a lot of those things.
Oh,
and
no.
Therefore, it is fascinating that this country has gone through that kind of tragic conditions.
Well, like the Dust Bowl. You mentioned the Dust Bowl. I don't even know where you'd find information on it. I really don't. But yet, that was
Google.
The term.
Yeah, Dust Bowl.
The Dust Bowl, yeah.
B-O-W-L.
Yeah, B-O-W-L. And we read in the paper. Now, this was in the western states, Colorado, the farming country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And reading a paper how they show a picture of this fertile soil was blown off the land and would be restricted by a building. And you'd see the building partially buried. And you'd see cattle out there trying to graze, and here the cattle was buried up to their belly in topsoil. And then they couldn't graze. And the grazing land was pretty well covered and eroded. And it was a major problem for a number of years. And yet, who knows about it? Then I ask the question, who cares?
Well, some people do.
Who cares? It's all part
of... Don't assume that other people don't care.
It's all part of, I'm older than dirt.
No, but you really shouldn't assume that nobody cares. All it takes is one person that cares. Isn't that Margaret Mead that said something to that effect?
Oh, yeah.
That it only takes one person who cares. So, to change the world.
But how does that... How does that give you sufficient need to write the book?
Well, no, I'm not saying I would write the book. I just think that what you have experienced is so important for us to know. For the younger generation or the future generations to know.
Take as an example, if Sandy or wanted to give you what information she put together, it's all right, but she says, oh, you got to write down about the presidents. Well, John F. Kennedy is an example. You got John F. Kennedy, comes from a very wealthy family. Joe Kennedy was known to be the prohibition providing liquor for America, and he got away with it. And you hear John F. Kennedy from the wealthy family. They're always the ruling class. The rest of us just live with what they do. And John F. Kennedy got involved in guaranteeing the people of Cuba that if they try to get rid of Castro, he would support what was called the Bay of Pigs. He promised the revolutionaries that we'll give you the air support, we'll give you the physical support, we'll give you support of people who want to get rid of Cuba and communism. We'll give you all that support. Along comes the Bay of Pigs. The revolutionaries go in and try to take over Cuba. And there's no support for them. Kennedy didn't give them the support they. So then they. So in the meantime, with Kennedy promising the revolutionaries of the Bay of Pigs that support, and they didn't do it, Russia then has full knowledge of what's going on. So they say, well, what the hell, we're going to plant some missiles in Cuba. And so they start shipping missiles to Cuba. And, of course, the Kennedy administration says, we're not going to have foreign Russian missiles in Cuba. So then you've got the missile crisis.